Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Every home is lived in differently. That's why Interior Define makes it easy to customize one-of-a-kind sofas and sectionals with 100-plus fabrics, 20-plus leg styles, and multiple lengths and depths. And there's one-on-one design support, which means having someone else do the heavy lifting for you.
Worried about spilling wine on your sofa? Hate cleaning up after sticky fingers?
Yes.
Interior Define's collection of safe, kid-friendly fabrics means less time cleaning and more time enjoying. So get started with free swatches, then customize your perfect piece with 15% off using code IMOMSOHARD.
Your life isn't pre-made and your sofa shouldn't be either. Start customizing with 15% off using code IMOMSOHARD at interiordefine.com.
Offer expires February 1st, 2021 at 11:59 Pacific time. One-time use cannot be combined. Pause during sales.
Hey, you guys, we're in a studio and we're podcasting today, Jen. We're podcasting.
Are we rolling? Because I do have a thing to say.
I feel like I look like Ozzy Osbourne right now. It's
well,
fine.
I look like Axl Rose, so it's perfect. She's got a smile and it seems to me,
reminds me of childhood. You know what? I was looking at some of the comments on our Gnome video where we, if you haven't seen it, go to Facebook and you will see a couple new videos that we put out. And one of them is we sing a lot of rock songs with the word gnome, home in it, and we exchange it for the word gnome.
Parody, we're dressed don't anybody as get upset.
Parody law. And I'm going to be honest. Okay. I just wanted this to be heard through the airways of our show that we're a radio show that we're doing right now called a podcast.
Old timey radio show.
I just want you guys to know that as we posted that video, there were literally like three different times when we were recording that I was like, Jen and I sound f-ing awesome. We should lay down some tracks of a real rock record.
We need a vocal coach and then I think we can do it.
I don't know. There were three that I was like, that's f-ing spot on. And then there were a couple that I was like, those are pitchy, but I would just get rid of those and stick with our three. But I laughed because a mom commented, she was like, you guys are literally the worst singers, but I love that you commit.
What? What?
Not a shot. This is not the first time I've
heard
this.
Well, you wait till I've had a couple drinks in me get confidence and relax my vocal cords.
I auditioned for the Fantastics for a singing role when I was in college and I got cast as the mute. That's not a lie. I literally sang for my audition and I sang hard and they cast me as the mute, which I ended up in loving the part because it was physical comedy.
Well, I performed as Belle for a dinner theater matinee and was heavily into partying at the time. So I'd like get to bed 4 or 5 a.m. and then like,
nightmare.
Crawl in to have to entertain ungrateful kids eating hot dogs and I'd smell like booze and cigarettes, and I couldn't hit the notes, but at least I had a good excuse.
The kids were like, what's happened to her?
You would just hear like a cry off in the distance and somebody in the lobby going, I'd like my money back.
That bell smells drunk.
Yeah.
She's not drunk. She's hungover. It's very different.
And the worst is we'd have to serve the food.
Oh, like, nightmare.
Oh, God, a costume, you guys.
Oh, God. That could be an episode on its own. I'm going to write that down as a note because that's a funny episode idea of all the crappy jobs that we've had and all the weird jobs we've taken just to get the chance to like somewhat perform, you know, you take a job at a dinner theater thinking I'm going to be the star of the show. And then they're like, hey, table 42 needs hot rolls.
Totally. That was exactly what this experience was. It was the only thing I got paid was tips, which ended up being $5 maybe.
I'm going to support you, though. And I'm going to say this. You were a paid actor that day.
$5 is $5. Thank you.
And I appreciate your ingenuity and your go-get-it-ness of,
I never looked at it that way.
You should. And I'm going to give Jen a compliment right now. She's not even prepared for this. But we got to do this fun interview with someone that she went to school with. His name's Dan?
Yeah.
I don't remember his last name. Dan has a great gravelly voice. Why don't I ever come to this prepared? Because I never know what I'm going to say is why.
He does Podcast Magazine.
He does Podcast Magazine. We got to interview with him and he was really nice. And it's fun listening to someone who knows Jen from high school. And he said,
oh, it's scary. It could be a can of worms.
No way. And he's like, Jen, you were so different than anyone I knew. You were out there doing comedy when you were young.
My blood ran cold when he said, Jen was different. I was like,
What did he do? And he don't remember he did. Literally, I can feel the other side, like Jen's heartbeat. It's like,
yeah.
And he gave her such a nice compliment, said that she was such a hustler and like loved being on stage. And so she would go on stage at like the local like comedy club in Omaha and get on stage when it was legal.
That really was a great
compliment.
That's
a really nice compliment.
Especially coming from him because he was a good kid. Like he was like, you know, honor society and stuff like that. I think he was like class president and all this stuff. And like, but the other guy he said, Dave Olson, is like this professional cyclist now. And that's who he was saying, like, Dave used to do all these races and stuff like that.
That you guys were both like,
and I was like,
behaving older than you were in the fact that you were already ambitious towards what you wanted to do.
Of everyone you could have compared me to.
That's so nice.
Yeah, that it could have been.
Felt like a feather in your cap.
You know what? I'm going to put it there.
You should.
I can't right now, though, because I'm wearing my Axl Rose bandana.
Fuck you, Dan. There wasn't a comedy club in my small town. Otherwise, I would. You know what I did? I did the Lady the Mop. We did a thing for the Lone Tree Days. And you know what? That didn't come easy either.
You used to do clowning at the mall.
I did clowning at the mall. I've done, you know, Dan, we're all doing our best.
That's
I didn't get to be as cool as Jim.
I was not cool. I will
you
say.
Were, that's, I will. Says. The homecoming queen and or the prom, not, whatever it is you guys did when you had real dances at your town. You were royalty. I saw your annual, your book, your yearbook.
My pelvic? What do you mean? That sounded so gross, Kristen. Feels like the holiday season sneaks up on us earlier every year.
Yes,
if you're
ma'am.
Not already thinking about holiday shopping, you're behind, girl. That's why we want to let you know about a great place to get everything you need this holiday season. Zebit.
With Zebit, you can shop thousands of products from your favorite brands and pay for them over time.
And Zebit gives you the option to pay just a portion of the price at checkout with the rest spread out over easy, affordable payments.
I think this is really nice because at the holidays, it's a little bit of a financial crunch. So
Maybe
nice spreading out a few payments here and there, not making it such a big deal.
And if you want to get your husband something and you don't want to like tip him off that you're getting him something that's like $200, you could just pay a little bit at a time.
Everything you said just proves that you're a much better wife than me. Zebit has gift cards from all your favorite places like Sephora, Bath & Body Works, Foot Locker. So whether you're in a pinch and need a last minute gift or you want to shop somewhere else, Zebit's gift cards have you covered.
With Zebit, there's no cost to join and no hidden fees. Zebit is the best place to start your holiday shopping.
Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Sign up to shop on Zebit today at Zebit.com/imomsohard. That's Zebit.com/imomsohard. Zebit.com/imomsohard.
You guys have to check out this online jewelry store called Missouri. Missouri does limited edition drops every Monday of the year. They have everything from 14 karat gold staples to sterling silver, pearls, diamonds, and even wedding bands.
The holidays are all about finding the little things that have big meaning, and this should be your final stop and your first stop all in one for your holiday shopping.
Oh, and on their site, you'll find their gift guide. So there's a little something for everyone, which is like a trending section, yep, which is really cool. Points you out to the bold bestsellers of the year. And then Kristen really likes the $150.
I love their $150 section because I think that says that's a really nice gift for someone.
Super
and
nice.
Everybody loves getting jewelry. There's best-selling pieces that are under $150. There's pieces that you'll find that you can reach for every day. And there's personalized gifts, which I personally love, finding meaningful pieces that make you feel like a holiday hero. And there's nothing like receiving a gift with your name on it and it's spelled right.
Like, I got these big gold hoops, and Kristen got these beautiful
diamonds. Isn't that a typical
idea of who we are?
Yeah. I do really like their stuff.
I do, too. It's nice, classic pieces.
Totally. And my little tiny, teeny, tiny diamonds are exactly what I wanted for the second piercing.
Find something that's you. Visit Missouri.com/mom for 10% off your order. That's Missouri.com/mom for 10% off your order. Listen, we are literally off track already.
So off track.
You guys, that's not what we intended to have.
No, but I'm glad that it went down a happy place. But we do have some things to talk about.
We're obviously, you're here, we're here. You're expecting a podcast. We're expecting two podcasts. So we have a thing that we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us at #IMomSoHard.
And we're loving all your comments. Everything that you guys are sending to us. It's so motivating, and we really appreciate it. And
if you have any thoughts, or if you just want to say
good,
something,
send
you're
them our
thinking,
way. If they're bad, shove them up your butthole.
Yeah, like unless you are like Kristen, how did you spontaneously lose 20 pounds? I don't want to hear it. You can find us on the I Mom So Hard podcast on Instagram. That's an easy way to send a message,
yeah,
or just on our I Mom So Hard Instagram or through Facebook, but send them because we really like hearing your feedback.
Yeah. If you like us, subscribe and tell your friends.
Tell your friends. And Jenny, do you want to tell them about what do we want to do first? You say.
Well, we're going to do a quality time. I don't know
quality
if Kristen,
time.
I don't know if she's into this one, but then we're going to talk about, then we're going to talk about anger.
We're going to talk about rage against the machine.
Yeah,
raging.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my favorite. It's like,
not anger, but just, I feel like I personally have been a ball of anger lately.
A ball of anger. Now I just have different, it's like I'm a gremlin. I have different versions of anger coming out of me. It's wonderful.
Yeah. If you feed her after midnight, she is so angry.
There's so many things that are happening. Don't put water on me, you guys. That's what my family's doing. So we're going to give the old rage, the rage anger conversation. But I think first we're going to have a quality time.
Quality time.
Guilty.
So we talked about this a little bit in a podcast before because
yes,
I did not know that this idea had been co-opted already by Target.
We are not going to give them credit. We owe nothing to them. These are two different ideas.
Yeah, you can timestamp that last podcast, and we totally came up with this on our own.
Yeah, this is our own idea, and this is why when we tell you, you will not be surprised that it's our idea.
Yes, because
we're trying really fucking hard, you guys.
Okay, so that's the part. I get it. That's the part you don't want me to say. But I just found this out yesterday that Target's doing this thing. You've been booed for Halloween that they did it. Okay,
yeah.
And so it's basically the same thing as Turkey Tag. You will hear from our attorneys, Target.
Yeah, Target.
No.
But we really are in an effort to lighten things up and have a little fun.
Spread some joy. You never know who needs it over the holidays, although I can tell you everybody needs it right now. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to have your kids make a little hand turkey.
You can go to our Facebook page. We're going to have a printable. If that isn't something you've put on your computer 1,000 times, free printable. Free Vampirina printable.
Yeah, we are moms. We are moms. So, of course, there's a free printable situation involved. So it's going to have a little poem that's got the directions. Although I will tell you, Target really has their directions
together,
man.
Giving them? What are you doing?
I don't know. We did this first. you, Target. We did this for
unless you want to really help us do it, Target. Yeah. Then we would really
then
we love
could
the
you
revenue.
Bleep that that could was you, way too early in the episode it's for that.
Rough language. We like Sorry. You, Target, and we support you and say a lot of good things. But yeah. this does feel,
if anything, Target, you've effed me. If you look at one of my credit card statements, you'll see where you've won.
All I've wanted was mascara, and I came out with $200 of nothing.
Can I don't you need okay, acrylic tell, serving trays?
You need no more
the bulk
acrylic.
That I buy them. Okay, so turkey tag, you're going to have your kids or your kid, or you can do this. Make a hand. There's a little poem you put on it. Decorate it and attach it to some sort of little treat. And then surprise somebody with it. Leave it on their door like a neighbor. Maybe there's like an elderly person in your neighborhood who, yep. you know, nobody can travel. Most people can't travel. They don't have people in town. You're going to leave a turkey. But here's the fun thing that I can't wait to do this for you, Kristen, which will happen next week. If I give you 5 turkeys, you have to distribute 5 turkeys.
Yeah.
But say if I gave you 50 turkeys, you distribute.
I say bring it on. Okay. I will distribute as many turkeys as I've been given. Now, I do have a question. Do you give the turkey you've been given? Is that the idea?
No, or you
do
keep you make the turkey.
You keep the turkey.
And
I
you can hang it on your
the...
front door. So somebody could be like, oh, they already got a turkey. And then if you don't have the turkey on your front door or like hanging on your mailbox or something, they know I should give them it. I should turkey tag them.
Great. So the moral of the story is you get one, you give one.
Yeah.
So you get one, you make a turkey and you give one. And does it really matter if you follow the rules exactly? Of course not.
Give too many.
Just go put some damn turkeys on people's
oh,
doors.
My gosh. I know
as a
so
way
many
to
you
say,
moms are going to be like, I've already made 50.
Oh
I've
my God.
Macrame'd,
you know that yeah. there's going to be a Pinterest mom that's like, this is my calling.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This is what we want, too.
Mine is going to be a print of my hand with turkey tag, you're it, and Sharpie, probably on some real estate pad that was left in my car. And that's going to be fine.
There's a stick of Wrigley's on there.
So you know, I made it stick on the door.
Don't leave this up to your husband, because I tell you what, my husband will do one of two things. Either he will give it to you sometime like in December.
Yeah.
With
yes.
like an old box of like one of those cheese and peanut butter cracker things to it, because that's all that he had. Or he'll be like, well, I didn't know what to do, so I bought this like $90 yeah. Pepperidge Farm basket.
And I left him on 14 doors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been in this situation. This is how well we know our husbands, each other's husbands. I've been out or something and I needed like money for valet or something. And I was like, hey, Britt, I don't have any cash. Can I borrow some cash for you for the valet? And he'll just like open, like pull out money out of his pockets and he'll give me like $160. And I'm like,
he does
I don't know
not understand
valet.
Money and understand this. We don't have the kind of money for him to do this. But he
it makes
has
me laugh really hard.
I think he's a drug dealer sometimes.
Yeah, he's
I don't
always
know
got
what.
Cash on him. It's so does Colin, but it's always like literally like ironed. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, it's like it comes out like very
I think
slowly.
That's a Southern thing. I think that's does yeah. he have a money clip?
he has a money attitude. What is that? Is it like
he has a clipped attitude?
He has a clipped attitude.
Yeah.
But the moral of this story, the roundabout way we're saying, is like, get everybody involved. Get kids love doing crafts. Like,
oh, have
make
fun
somebody
with this.
Feel good. Get on to what's it called? Turkey tag.
Turkey tag.
Turkey tag. You heard it here.
Get
first,
on the turkey
right.
tag train.
Turkey tag train. So again, we'll leave all the information on our podcast Instagram, or you can find it on Facebook.
And
you can
gosh, send us pictures too.
Please send us pictures.
That way it's we just, know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, if 10 of you do it, it'll like make our lives.
Yeah. We will feel like we've gone viral. If
if Wait, literally. You know what that means?
Yeah. Like you guys, 10 people.
Listen, 2020 is not the year for going viral. It's,
yeah. Thanks. Thanks. I'm fine. I'm barely hanging on. 10 people do it. That means 10 people feel good. It's a great idea.
That is good. Yeah. Look, there's just two of us.
There's just two of us.
And we're just responsible for 5 additional people.
Oh, God. I'm already stressed out. I'm glad I brought a White Claw. I need as much as I can
I'm
get.
I'm back on red wine because it's the season.
I love red
Let's
wine.
Cheers.
Okay, cheers.
You can have
I'm sorry.
Some.
I'm going to.
I keep moving this mic. Is that upsetting the technology people?
Sorry, I'm going to put a little bit of this in there and a little bit of this in there.
Right into her face. She's having
right
some White Claw.
Okay, so.
They give me the burpsies.
They give me the burps too. And I apologize to all people who've heard this podcast and I keep.
Yeah, can you guys hear it when we burp?
Oh my God, I can hear when we take sips when I.
Hold on, because I'm going to.
I couldn't hear that. You do everything. This is Jen's sneeze. That's Jen's sneeze.
And then it comes out my tush.
Your butt. Yeah. I sneeze and I'm like, everybody move. And it feels so good. I full body it.
Yeah.
I
don't no, that's good. That's what you're supposed to do.
I literally will walk in a line, sneeze, and like fall off my gate. Like I can't. Like if I was on a beam and I sneezed, I'd fall off.
It's going to seem like maybe this is a good episode to bring up my husband so much because it's the anger episode. But
yeah.
My husband gets that he's got, it's, I don't know, people call it like Yiddish or Swedish or I don't know, some kind of
totally
like,
different, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know, but it's something-ish and it's European and you sneeze a lot in the morning. You don't just sneeze once, you sneeze like a whole bunch.
It's possibly Yiddish, possibly European, possibly-ish thing that you wake
my
up.
Mom,
maybe it's called allergies.
My mom said it was the Swedish curse. And the Janssen curse. And she would wake up every morning and sneeze. And so my husband does it. And sometimes
but
I'm
that
not
doesn't
in the mood
make it
for it. So he's sneezing like a loud like car crash sound in our kitchen. And I'm like, stop it. Stop it.
That makes me feel better because my husband has a fit when I get mad at him for sneezing. And it makes me crazy. He will sneeze and he'll cover his whole face with his hand.
Which
right?
just makes like a splatter.
It just goes
thing.
Up and
yep.
down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where do you think that's going? It's like you're and then all I keep
your
thinking
beard
is
or your mustache, sir.
Bleh. And then all I keep thinking is, how long is it gonna take for before you go wash your hands? You just did a triple sneeze into your hand, and I'm waiting for you to wipe it on your leg, which you've already done. But now when are you gonna go wash your hand? That's all I keep waiting for. So then I always go like this. Every time he's I'm like, he has allergies, man. So I'm like, did you take a Claritin? Did you take your Claritin? He's like, yeah, I took a Claritin. I'm like, I don't think you did. Are you calling me a liar? Well, I don't know.
Well,
did you take it?
They give you cotton mouth. I have allergies too. They
take a fucking Claritin.
Yeah, but they make your eyes like really dry and.
Sorry, I don't want to hear sneezing. I'm not a nice person right now.
I don't want to hear a lot of sneezing and I don't need to hear it loud. If I can do it little, you can too.
Oh, like, no. If my husband tried to do what you do, he'd blow out his butt. I'd be like, what do you call it when he'd prolapse?
It's, you know what? It depends your situation. It's better. You ever had to cough with red wine in your mouth? That's nothing worse than that, man. I'd rather prolapse than go like a dinner party with red
wine. I've done that and like mid laugh and like had it like seeping out the sides of my mouth. And then I'm like trying not to look like I'm choking and everyone's like, are you okay?
Yeah. Red wine come out your nose.
Always.
Like, oh God, you have a brain injury.
What's
happened?
Going on? You need to stay off the blow.
Am I that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, it's been a while since I've been at a party where I get to blow out my butt or my nose.
Well, here's the good times.
Yeah. Go for it. Go for it. I'm glad there are some.
Okay, so our husbands aren't what's making us mad
Really?
Well, can I say this to begin with?
Yeah.
I gotta like ground. I'm gonna justify my anger a little bit, okay? Because with all my self-help books I've read, which there are mountains of them.
Yes.
And I understand.
There's a quote around every corner.
I should be helped more. But I read this thing or heard this thing at some self-helpinar or whatever it was, where they said that anger's the trapdoor for grief.
Oh,
which really made sense to me. So whenever you feel powerless or helpless or on the verge of loss, you will result, it results in anger because what you feel is grief. You feel grief and loss and fear.
Grief as in the grief we know from like losing someone, or grief
think
as
how
in
how mad you get at your kid when they run out to the street.
Okay, that makes sense.
That anger is because you know what grief could be around the corner. Collectively, we're feeling is because we're losing something, we're scared and feeling helpless.
Yes.
So there's a lot of anger.
And yes.
It's not all politically related. I actually think everything about politics has been fueled by this feeling of helplessness.
Yes, I agree with all that. And I think as someone who does not read a lot of self-help nor enjoy the conversation of feelings, I don't like to cry. I don't like how it feels. I indulge in anger and being pissed quite often. But I am somebody who is very self-aware. And I think that comes from being ADD and being, when I was a kid, it was ADD. Now it's ADHD. But I think knowing that my behavior can be sometimes unplanned or erratic, I take note when I am a certain way. Like, why do I feel this way? Why am I?
Yeah, there's just not a thing you don't think about.
My brain's going 25 miles per hour. So, this is dumb. And my mom's in town, and I have loved having her here, and I am desperately sad to see her go tomorrow. And I also was very mad at her because she bought the dumbest fucking shorts I've ever seen from
shorts
Costco.
Shorts are really stupid.
These are not shorts, Jen. They're not even capris and they're not even shorts. I don't even know what you call them besides sad. They go to her knees and they don't even have like a dent. They don't even have a button and a zipper. They are slide on pants. They're like what you buy a toddler who's wearing jeans for the first time. You know, the kind that have the waistband.
Yeah.
And I saw her pants and I got so mad at her. And I said, why are you wearing those? And she goes, well, I got them for $20 at Costco. And I'm like, I fucking love Costco, but this disappoints me. I don't understand why you're wearing these dumb shorts. And then I got really upset. And I realized like in that minute, first of all, it's fair. I felt like she had on clothes that were for an old person. And like, I've never looked at her that way. She's so feisty and fun and cool. And she was wearing these clothes that I was like, you don't need those clothes. Those are not for you yet. Like, stop. What are you doing? Like, she likes to run into the next century or decade really fast. You know, like she couldn't wait to get a senior discount when she was like 52. I've been hearing about her funeral since I was 9, you know, like.
Yeah. So you were like, she's leaning into getting older.
Yeah. And I'm not. And I'm not ready. And I'm really sad she's going tomorrow. And I feel, you know, that I just need to know she's the same. I can't really handle those conversations right now. I can't handle it. I'm too fucked up and vulnerable and mad. I'm mad at her. So I got mad at her about her clothes.
But it's not that what you feel is mad. It's that mad is a more... anger is a more, you think it's more powerful than sad.
I do.
You feel like you're coming from a stronger.
Well, I certainly understand it more, but I think someone like you, you're somebody that understands all the feelings. I understand I understand what's in my deck of cards, sort of. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, what do you mean?
Well, I guess I only think I have two emotions, which is happy and mad.
That's
as evolved as I am as an emotional person.
That's not true.
But
I think sometimes you feel like you have to be happy. I would say like sometimes you put on a brave face if you feel scared, sad, or mad. you feel like, I'm Kristen and I'm expected to be happy in the life of the party.
Yeah. And then I go in my closet and I cry for 2 hours like any regular decent human does. Yeah. Like,
that's what I feel like with the kids right now, which I used to say that, like, when the kids were babies, yeah. I was like, man, if I don't smile, because I read this article about how, like, women who had Botox were messing up their kids because they couldn't make facial expressions. And I was like, well,
how dare they?
Obviously, what you need to do is just smile all the time. Yeah. So I thought I had to, like, literally smile around my kids all the freaking time. And I still do feel like I'm obligated right now when everything sucks so bad to be really cheerful. Like, I kick my ass in the morning to come out and be as cheerful. And that's not really my wheelhouse. It's not that I'm not happy. I just conserve energy. I don't like to come out like,
I think you're going above and beyond, like, all the stuff you're doing to make their mornings even more beautiful right now. But you've always been the person that's like, you know what? I start every day thinking it's going to be all right. Like, I don't have to have, like, songbirds, but I just wake up and I try to stay in a good mood. And because it's usually when you're talking about how Britt can come in hot sometimes in the mornings and you're like, you don't get to start the day on a bad foot. Like, everybody needs to wake up in a good mood.
Yeah.
And I can sort of understand, like, this morning I woke up, like, the second my eyes were open, I felt this weird sense of impatience and urgency and control. I'm trying to control everything I want. Cause you know what?
That's fear of loss too.
Hey man, I'm
not judging you. No, everybody says it.
No.
Or everybody does it. I mean, I'm not.
I fully know.
Nobody says that. I said the wrong word. Like, I don't want you to think I'm coming at you. I'm saying no, that's understandable. That's, everybody feels that way.
Jen, I've never felt that you've come at me unless I was wearing poor choices and accessories. You're like, those, you cannot do a big earring and a big necklace. No. Choose one.
I've never said that in my life.
No, never. You're like, you need to
put more on. Yeah. I'm the opposite of Coco Chanel.
Yeah.
If you look in the mirror and you look at all of your accessories, add four.
Yeah, add four and take some in your purse for when you want to dazzle it up in the day. I think right now that we're in, I don't know, maybe not everybody feels like this, but I feel like this. We're 8 months into this time and it's just like we were talking about. You get like a headache or a cold or something. It's not a regular headache or a cold. You're in getting a COVID test. You're in thinking, oh my God,
I'm dying.
Did I hurt somebody? Have I made somebody sick? What does this mean? You find out friends have it. You find out family have it. So there's that, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden your kids are home all the time and your husband is home all the time and everybody's around you all the time. And this is uncharted territory. So there's no like, hey, I'm going to go read this fun blog about how this mom dealt with her pandemic. We're all dealing with it.
If somebody told me they were dealing really well with it, I would say you're
full of shit.
I would hate them. I'd be like, good for you. Cause that's not representative.
I don't buy one person as having feeling good about any of this. Here's one thing I will say. My husband has surprisingly, which is irritating and also why I live in anger. He's all of a sudden showing signs of like emotional growth. And I'm like, I have an expectation of you to be an Irish asshole and yell at me and not. And all of a sudden he's like having heartfelt conversations with other husbands and dads who are struggling. And Aww. And it makes me feel like we're all being careful with each other. I feel like we can be more careful with each other in every way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is a scary time and I feel mad all the time.
I know. I do too. Well, I couldn't believe that. We haven't been ourselves. Uh-uh. Like, everybody's so secluded because I'm generally an open book. Like, that's what we do for a living is we tell everybody
everything
all the time. And
yeah.
But I was really nervous the other day telling a mom from school when she was like, well, when we started in the quarantine, we were, you know, doing all these safety precautions and whatever. And I'm like, we're still doing most of that. And she was like, why? And I'm like, number one, I have a horrible anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real deal thing. Like, I don't sleep some nights.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't. And there's nothing I can do to sleep.
Yeah.
So I have like, I feel embarrassed about it.
I can see tears in your eyes and I feel bad that you feel embarrassed. Hey man,
I am.
If you don't have some sort of mental disorder by now, then I question who you were before.
It's un-American not to have some sort of.
We all got something.
Yeah, some sort of thing. But I, well, and plus I feel sad about it because like, Maybe I am. Maybe I'm like not being a good parent because I am so worried that I'm like going to damage my kids or something like that because I'm being like so overly cautious. But my God, it's like if this were a game of Survivor, I want to win because all I have is my husband and my kids.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I think like everybody wonders if they're being a good parent right now because and I'm not one to usually give myself a break. I'm one that will go the opposite direction and like beat myself up. I told my husband, I have a process. I'm rude. I'm rude and caustic and say things I don't mean. And then I come apologize. And then I beat myself up for 2 full weeks. So that's how I operate. And I'm sorry, but that's who I am. He's like, can't you change? And I was like, we're going to fight.
I don't think that's true. I have said this before, and I think this is true, that you think out here, like instead of like having your thoughts about like when somebody says, where do you want to go to dinner? Instead of you going, like this, you're like well, I tell you what I don't want is fucking Indian food. Number one. Number two, because I get the craps really bad for that. And then, you know what? The last place I went with you, we didn't have a good time.
Yeah.
And then you get to the like, let's go to CPK.
I do. I work it out in
out loud.
Out loud. And I am that person. And I also, if you come at me, and I haven't had a second to think, if you come at me too fast, like I'm not a deer in headlights. There's mean stuff coming out of my mouth until I can correct.
Yeah, because you're caught off guard. Because
I'm caught off guard. Yeah. And I'll just fire back. And I don't like that about myself, but I know it about myself. So when I am feeling mad, I try to go be by myself to because I'm an adult and we don't get to do those things. It's like toothpaste in the tube. You can't put it back in.
Yeah.
But I do think during this time I have felt, because I feel like you said about grief, I feel very unsettled and I feel unsafe and I feel nervous and there's uncertainty. I feel like I'm trying to collectively control all the time. I want to control the uncontrollable, and I'll be honest. I'm fucking tired. I'm kind of tired of the workaround. I don't want to talk about workarounds anymore. I want to go to a movie theater.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about workarounds. I want to go to a bar and sit at the bar and have a drink and have an appetizer and not think about it. And I understand that everybody is going through a hard time. I just think that like this has been such an incredible marathon of emotions, and where we're at right now is so different than where we were 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It hasn't been the same. Do you remember what it was like in the beginning when everyone was like, buy all the toilet paper, we're staying hunkered down for 2 weeks?
It's a big joke. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's not like that anymore. And I'm over it, but I'm not so over it that I'm not going to like be smart about it either. Oh, well,
you can't be dangerous. That's just being irresponsible. But I'll tell you, like, God love all the teachers out there. Remote learning is still always so hard because they can't control Wi-Fi. But you know what? My kids are getting it.
Yeah.
Like, we're understanding what's required of us, but I'm still pissed off. And I'm so mad that like our kids aren't being celebrated by other kids.
Yeah.
My son's jokes are awful, but if he was telling them to other 9 year olds,
tell them to somebody else,
they would go over. I'm like, there's sometimes I'm like, God, that's so bad.
I know. That's why I was so dead set on having Delilah have a school party, because she's in kindergarten. She hasn't had an elementary school party before. And I'm like, come hell or high water.
That's all it is birthday parties and weird parties, Mayday parties and dinosaur parties and a birthday party.
She is a chip off the old block. And if there's something I love, it's a party.
It's a good party.
I'm obsessed with it. She just like anything that makes her happy and feel special, like I just wanted the kids to have that.
Yeah,
you know, like, because, and that's, I want us to have that too. Like, I, every adult like needs that.
Yes. And so if you're feeling like a crazy
mean bitch,
we are with you. I
made a list of my crazy incidents.
you had a good one the other day. I've never heard you that mad in a long time, because I know when she's mad, when she's like, I see red.
I really do. So I have a pretty long fuse generally.
You do.
I usually, like, if somebody else is mad, I'm like, obviously I've done something wrong here. So I need to really think about how I can
not
correct.
This lady.
I can correct.
Your fault.
Let me see. And then I get into like, let's fix it. And ultimately I sort of have a thing of like, which.
Throwing a fit doesn't help anybody.
Yeah. Like, if I get mad right now, will that help anybody? Because my husband is hotter to temper than I am.
I'm hot tempered.
When he is upset about something, I say, are you going to make anything better? Like, think end outcome by losing your shit.
That's how it feels. It feels good to have a tantrum. That's why kids do it.
I know, but I don't like it when, like...
I know, it's totally gross.
Listen to how high my voice is. I don't like it when men get angry.
Yeah, because they scare. They intimidate.
And my husband, who's like had like such a newfound understanding of like his entitlement and like his...
Yeah, sure.
Like everything... I said to him, I'm like, you know how you feel if there's like some out of control drunk guy at a bar? That's every day of a woman's life.
Yeah. If there's a man who's trying to like spread it around a little bit, not you start even, to feel like pricklies on your back.
Yeah. Not even anything at a bar. If you're doing laundry and a man enters the room, you're like, God, hope he's a nice one. And yeah. Not, like, and he understands that now. Partly it's having a daughter, you know. But what was I going to say about him? I was definitely going to throw him under the bus.
You were
going
to say that he was... That
his, oh, I don't like the anger. I say to him, I'm like, if you would not do that to a cop, don't do it to me.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
If you can control it that much, then don't do it to the person.
See, because I don't think my husband could control himself.
Give you a hand job later. Don't. That's bad math, sir.
I always tell my husband, I'm like, I think when you yell, you want to start crying.
Yes, that's exactly it. And I guarantee you that's it.
I know that that's him because he's become really emotional. And I think anytime he talks about the kids, everybody's suffering right now. We're all so weird and off our game. And we all are like resorting to our animal, our baseline. That's survival. That's not living. Is anybody living right now? What the fuck? Like, is anybody like planning vacations or you know what I mean? It's just like we think about Christmas and we all kind of go, oh, like. How do we make it work? And you and I are always like, let's champion, let's forge on, let's be positive. And sometimes it feels like, well, fuck, man, right now I don't want to feel positive.
Yeah.
Right now I'm literally mad at my son for a million different things that are just totally normal 9-year-old behaviors. But because we're around each other all the time.
It just grates on you.
Grates on me.
Yeah. And there's the mom guilt thing if you're like.
Totally.
I want to get away from you right now. Not because I don't love you, but because I'm just going to freak out.
Oh, I don't feel guilty about that. I just don't think you can travel safely right now. I'd be on a goddamn plane tomorrow.
No, I mean like even if you're like, I need to go into another room right now. And like lock the door because I don't want you in my face right now. Like I am not going to be the parent I want to be.
There's a whole TikTok thing that is like mothers like showing what it was like in the beginning of quarantine where you're like, buddy, we're going to get through this. And then like current quarantine, you're like, get away.
Yeah. You can hold in farts. I'll just want
to
say that.
Jen, like, I cannot believe you just said that. I literally to my son today, I go, you know what? There is a point when your poop does not feel like something that as a mother I should have to deal with. And like, if you are able-bodied, you clean up after yourself, flush the damn toilet, spray a little spray. Like I have no tolerance.
I keep threatening my daughter. I'm like, whoever your prom date may be is going to hear this story, just so you know. Like I'm full. I say like, if you can control your temper with a police officer, you can control.
Right.
I say that fully knowing that I have thrown a laptop and a chair at my husband before.
Yep.
Not at him, but in his direction.
Yeah, because you just, quite honestly, you're demure. I don't think that you could do it on, it depends on how far away he is.
I don't like to, and literally I'm not like trying to like hurt him. I'm like, I have this thing in my hands and this energy feels like it's going to explode. So I'm just going to like.
Which is very unlike you. You are, and that's what's going
that's
on right now.
That's my seeing red. That's
we're
my,
getting like
my red line. My engine's fully overheated.
Yeah,
and my brain stops working. That's not an excuse. That's never an excuse for anyone. Like, if you told me like your husband threw a chair at you, I'd be like,
"Go, that's not okay."
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed.
I think that because the nature of all of this time we're spending together, which is. What are our kids gonna say in like 20 years time? You know, like my mom has the most annoying walk. You know, like what is it that they're gonna pick up about us? Because by the way, they better not have anything because they have no idea how.
I don't know how much attention mine are actually paying to
me. You.
Yeah, they don't want to have anything to do with me unless I'm on the phone or, you know.
Oh, yeah. If you've got something going on.
Otherwise, they're like, get out of here. But I sort of think of like, what did pioneer kids do? Like,
it's so different. They didn't know any different. You know, I guess it's.
But they weren't like psychologically damaged by like just being around their parents. They weren't
around their parents. They were working in a field. The parents are like, hey, man, go dig a dirt hole.
So you're suggesting that I have my kids work in a plant? Because actually, that's not a bad
plant.
Idea.
They could literally plant a garden in your backyard. All I'm saying is, like, I think that
they could sew clothes or make fireworks.
So there you go.
Right?
You've got a commission-based situation for their college.
They'll, like, make clothes for Old Navy and
there
shit.
There you go. Yeah. Fine. I think that we are trying to we have a very hard job as parents right now, and we all have to give ourselves a break because we're trying to sort of showboat in front of them. Like, let's not show you how weird and scary the world is right now, but please go back to your Zoom class and you can't see any of your friends. And if you can, you have to wear masks and you don't know how to read faces. And we're all wondering, is this going to leave an impact? Do I think that? I really don't. I think everybody's going to be okay. I do believe that.
I think so too, but now I'm worried that my trying to be happy for them is disingenuous and is going to teach them to not deal with their emotions. So Jen, there's a little window into why I don't sleep.
I promise you, if it's anybody that's going to be well-versed in their emotions, it's going to be your children. Your like 13-year-old is going to come up and go, Mom, you know what? I recognize that I'm having a hormone surge right now, but I'm feeling a combination of vulnerability and rage.
Wouldn't it have been great if somebody said that to you? Like, oh, so for 28 days out of every 31 days, you're going to cry.
You're going to cry. My parents were like, what the hell's wrong with you? The fuck?
We have no idea how reproduction works.
Yeah. My mom, I'm like, she goes, we were just talking about this. I said, we had to have the talk with Finn. This is during quarantine, because he kept telling me, watching America's Got Talent, and every time he saw Heidi Klum, his wiener went straight. So we were like,
same.
I was like, my husband too, we gotta have a conversation. And so Colin and I thought it out, and we were like, I guess this is the time we have to have this conversation. But again, I felt like, fuck, why now? Like, this is, he doesn't have his friends to like go, do you remember?
You can't decompress. Nobody gets to decompress.
That's perfect. Nobody gets to decompress. Yeah. So like, my son gets this information, which, by the way, he looked like he was Macaulay Culkin on Home Alone because we've told him exactly what happens, except the main part of what happens. The Jen's
the key
literally,
in the keyhole? What's the main
the
part?
The key, you know, the wiener in the hole.
The woman enjoying herself.
No, we didn't get that far.
Full fruition?
We didn't get that far. Oh, okay. I was like,
make sure you do that before he goes to college, would you please?
One step at a time. My husband was taking notes. I was like, what the?
Like, there's one really important thing, and it's that the female enjoys herself.
Yeah.
Or the male, whoever it is.
Using words like love and make a baby, and when you've got a graduate degree, and when
you
did you
become a pastor?
I'm telling you right now, I was stammering. I was looking at my little baby boy, and I was like, okay, so when you're wiener, it's totally normal. It's what happened. See, because Heidi Klum, well, she's a supermodel and not a real representation of women. So, and my husband's like, you're ruining this. And so then Colin's like, when your wiener goes straight, it's an erection. And eventually you'll put that into a vagina, and then and he goes, what? And I remember thinking, like, I don't want to, where does he go now? Because normally it would be with a friend, and they would break this down, or he would
shoot hoops.
They would go shoot hoops and like decompress. But we're left with this, like,
and I do picture that boys are exactly like men. Like, you could have like four men that go to like a bar and hang out, and you wouldn't know that one was even married. Like, they would talk about stuff that was so far
Sports
removed
center.
From their you wouldn't know if one was getting divorced, you wouldn't know if one was sick.
They'd be like, by the way, I just had a baby yesterday.
Men don't talk.
Can I get more hot wings?
They just do stuff like side by side, whereas women, they're like, I need to tell you this conversation that I had with my 9-year-old today.
Women Colin's need like, that. Yeah, to me, I've been telling everyone, we had the talk. And Colin's like, he probably doesn't even remember we did. He'll probably just reiterate at some point because it was so fast for him. But my heart was beating. It was so important to me. And also, I didn't want to screw it up. And then inevitably, I kept screwing it up because I was nervous and scared. And I remember after we said it to him, I went outside and I was breathing like I had just got off a treadmill and seen a scary movie at the same time. And then I started crying because I felt like, I didn't have anywhere to go and anyone, you know what I mean? It's just,
yes.
All these big things that are happening to us right now, both good and bad, are measured in sort of by yourself. And
totally.
Feels bad. It doesn't feel the same on a Zoom. It doesn't feel the same even on a phone call. It feels better when you're next to someone. And I know everybody can do the social distancing, like glass of wine, but this is different. I'm talking about like, you don't have to plan it 3 days ahead of time. Talking just like that spontaneous, like, oh my God, I just had to talk with Finn. Can I come over? Like, thing.
That's my husband said. He goes, gosh, it's amazing that you still have things to talk about because like everyone's doing the same thing. Number one, I'll never run out of shit to talk about.
I mean,
like,
you have, this is next level, y'all.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Jen and I could be on an island.
We'd be like, hold on, I found a new rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
We make notes of things that we're gonna tell each other because otherwise we'll forget to do it.
Yeah.
Because we'll talk for 8 hours about something else. Except for the reason we called.
They'll be like, exactly. What didn't you cover? At some point you were into like 5-star hotels and then the next one was like,
and the reason I called was to tell you I can see smoke coming from your home.
I'm like, fine. I've got pancakes cooking from yesterday. It's fine.
But this is very not like me because I've been trying to be so reserved, especially right now, just because I feel like everybody's in a small space.
Yeah.
Like the energy can really go south really freaking fast. Yeah. So my husband does this thing that is funny. I will admit that it's funny at the right time, which is most times when I'm in the shower, which is all, you know, clear glass and the door is shut. He will open the door like fully wide and it's just to see me in the shower, which is,
God
you know,
bless him.
Funny and cute. Think at some point I'll feel bad when he stops probably.
I don't think so because I also think he loves a good bit.
He loves
a
good bit.
He likes bits and bits.
Good point. And my bits aren't good and he still loves them. So that's
you know what?
Good
He's
on
got
him,
bits
right?
too. So
that's right.
We'll decide.
So he will open the door like fully and go, sorry, this is going to be really quick. Polly needs to come and check the lighting in here because one of these lights have been flashing. Like, he'll like say that there's some cable guy. Can you believe the line goes through the soap dish? I got to come in there. Like, and I get so mad. Well, the other day I was in there cleaning the shower while I was in there. Who doesn't multitask, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know.
So you got the squeegee?
I have a shower squeegee. I'd gotten this like great
Jen's got her conditioner in her hair. Yep. She's like, it's going to take 8 minutes. I might as well.
I'm doing a mask, click, everything. Click. And I'm fully like bent over, like scrubbing grout naked because I'm in the shower.
That makes me so happy.
And I am in the worst crouched position this would be like.
Nobody
ever needs to see another human
nobody
do this.
Nobody needs to come in and do that.
Naked.
That's not fair.
Unless you have some weird fetish that involves like a frog or something. I don't know. But it was, I looked awful and he came in to do the bit and I was like, okay, not right now. Get out. And he didn't do it fast enough. And I literally went, get out. Like, it was honestly like, I was like one of the priests in The Exorcism. I was so freaking mad because I felt embarrassed for gaining weight.
Yeah.
And I wanted time to myself. And I was mad that I was cleaning.
First of all, you look great. Second of all, there is a reason why no one in any magazine ever is cleaning fucking grout. Okay?
You haven't seen that penthouse.
I almost want to say, like, where is that picture, Heidi Klum? Because if I would say, Finn,
what's
if
this
that reaction?
You? Yeah.
If that does it for you, then God bless you. It's real love. But I'm just saying, like, you know, my husband would be like, she's literally coming on to me right now if she's naked cleaning the shower. That's where my husband's wonderful
Mine
brain
too,
is.
Obviously, but I felt so like
I know. We feel bad
and embarrassed.
Totally.
And I was like, this like rage just like, and he really did shut the door really quick. And I was still mad.
Like, oh, sure.
Fully clothed, everything. I like came out to get coffee. And he was like,
yeah.
Hey. And I was like, don't touch me. I'm not ready yet. Don't touch me. Don't look at me.
Don't touch me. Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
And I felt like this exposed secret. Like, I don't know why I think I've been hiding the 10 pounds that I've gained, but in my head I had until he saw me lunging and cleaning.
I love that you have this feeling about your husband that you're like worried about your own weight gain. Cause I'm like, I dare you to say something to me, Mr. Sweeney. Cause I found those Trader Joe's version of Fritos that you put in chili.
Oh my God, okay? They're so good.
And you found my leftover Chipotle under my bed.
He did. He took a picture.
He took a picture and made and did a side by side with the girl interrupted with
that
the chickens.
That is why I got Chipotle today, because I've been had Chipotle on the brain ever since she showed me that picture.
I am horrified, but we're all at our not greatest. Okay.
No.
So I've definitely packed on the pounds. And I don't, if my husband was like, if he ever, he would never do that. That I'm very lucky. He would never, I would murder him so fast if he gave me any kind of indication that like he thinks I've gained weight. He dare not.
No, mine does not either. And
he doesn't. You say that about him. You say, I worry that he'll notice that I've gained weight to your husband. He does not think that about you. He thinks you're a dreamy dreamboat.
I think it wouldn't matter in terms of like, sexual attraction, I don't think.
No, because they just want to know you have a vagina.
Exactly.
I shaved my head, I could walk in and my husband would be like, hey, do you have the bags for Trader Joe's in the back of your car? He would not notice.
My husband would like it. He's like, I like Moby. This is great. All of this
says
is
no one ever.
My husband. Well, but the thing is that he says to me, you look great. Like, this is how quarantine started and how I know. You look great. You look great. You look great.
And then.
You look great.
And then like, everyone's like, everybody's having a hard time. We're all in this together. You're like, fuck you.
And then it's just like, you know what? I love you.
Oh. Dude, if you say I have a good personality, we're going to get in a fist fight.
Oh, my God.
We're
going to
get in a full fist
fight. It's polite. It's what you should do.
So we were talking about anger. And I remember a long time ago when we were talking about like postpartum.
Yeah.
And like I have this theory, and you guys, I would just like to say that you can listen to it literally, because I have been to many psychiatrists.
I don't know what you just knocked out of my nose.
I've been to many psychiatrists.
That's predicting.
And I have been a part of a couple different studies. So I would like to say that I'm part of the psychiatric psychiatrist team. So anything I say, you can
basically
take
she's worked her way up. She started off as busboy.
Yeah,
now
what is it when you get a when you go through school and you get a degree, but then there's this other side where you can just work up the ladder of like experience?
Oh yeah, where you just sit in the back and yeah, you what do they call that? Where you just watch somebody knows it.
Keep promoting her up the line.
Yeah.
I'm basically a self-professed psychiatrist.
Okay.
And here's what I'm going to say.
That's convenient. You can prescribe medication.
I can't. They won't let me, but I do
love. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's some bullshit because I've been on all of them. But I do think that there is this, I think that we might all be sort of suffering from a certain version of depression right now.
Yeah.
That I think is sort of like, I think depression often is portrayed as like, even in commercials, sometimes I'm like, is that all there is? Is like, this woman can't get above her sad feeling. Sad face in front of her.
I barely want to eat this kale salad at this super boring dinner with friends.
I'm Eeyore. Everything's sad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is there another version? Like the Kathy cartoon where Kathy is like holding a fifth of whiskey and like wanting to bar fight all the time. Can there be a...
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's the Kathy cartoon I can really relate
to. That's the one I can. I don't want the like, oh, let me put a post-it that my mood's down. I want the one that shows me anger. Like,
yeah.
And depression and anger can be in the same ballpark. And I think it's something that's okay to acknowledge that like anger can be a form of sadness, and sadness is under the umbrella of depression. And depression doesn't have to be this conversation of like a stigma. I just think it's like, a really fucking hard time right now.
Yeah.
And to understand ourselves is a little bit better. That's why I think I should be called a psychiatrist without any medical or professional training.
I think that no one should ask us for professional advice, number one.
Only 50% of us believe that.
My grandmother, who, God, I wish you could have met her.
I know, she sounds really awesome.
She was a co-ed. Like, she was so awesome. She was a badass, like, very polite, very sparkly, just awesome. It's so funny. Like, everybody loved her, but she had severe depression, and she wasn't even, like, manic bipolar. Just when she would be, God love you, Mimi, but I got to tell people, and it's, you know, because it's important for people to understand that, like, she didn't have, like, she was happy most of the time, and then she would just sink down to this level.
And then what did that look like? Was that like 3 days? Was that just a day? Was it?
You know, I don't know the exact. I know days for sure.
Yeah.
But then she just couldn't get out of bed. Like, it was the kind of depression where it was like, and it runs in our family where she, and people who don't know that about her, didn't know that about her, were like, what?
Shocked.
She was like the happiest person ever. And it really is like, hers was, you know, not situational. It was chemical.
Yeah.
But it was just like this, like having a cold. She would have that and she could, you know, if until they figured out like medication that worked for her, she would just like be in this dip for a long time, you know.
But don't you think it's fair to think that right now, with all that everybody's going through and the fear we all fear and the worries we all have, that in some way is some version of like, we're all kind of like mentally a little sick or a little off our game right now?
Yeah.
Have you found yourself like, this keeps happening to me? I walk into the middle of a room like, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what day of the week it is.
I don't remember.
I don't know what time.
Anything.
I don't feel like, I'm not having those like moments where I feel like, oh, I had a little spark of something right there. I feel unfunny. I feel unmotivated in weird ways, resentful of people that I have nothing to resent. I'm holding grudges.
Well, it's funny too, because it literally is like strength conditioning. I do feel like so much of your emotions, as long as you don't have like some sort of diagnosis or whatever, they're your habit more than anything.
That's a very, see, you can listen to us. Only 40% of us believe that you can't listen to us.
Like, I think so much of it is like, that's why I tell myself, like, just try and start out happy today. Just try, those are good habits. Try and start out
that's
like
wellness,
singing or whatever it is to like get yourself in a good mood. But see, you guys, there, I just did it. I forgot. Oh, because we haven't been doing anything, the days where you and I have just recently like gotten back to work, like when we shot the episodes for the website and for Facebook, I was exhausted. I felt like I'd run a marathon.
Exhausted. And we normally would do that, go pick up the kids,
go to soccer, go do a million other things, go in
the next day. And I do think we were burning the candle at both ends for a long time. And we've said before, silver lining of all of this is time we've bought back.
Yeah.
With all that silver shit said, we can also say, like, it feels like I'm only operating on half of my brain.
Yes. And because we're like so, our worlds are small. Mm-hmm. Like my husband, who, you know, I mentioned he's a total idiot, but he says smart things sometimes.
He's very smart.
Is that really good looking, big wiener. So I just say that because it makes
God,
Kristen
Jen.
And it's also very true.
God. My husband's like, how come you never follow up when Jen talks about Britt's big wiener? How come you never follow up? I'm like,
I only do it because he has the same reaction you do.
I know.
He's like, oh, stop.
I know. Mm-hmm. Colin gets like, Colin's wiener is just fine.
My husband's is weirdly big. That's a whole other episode.
Can we just not talk about this? I'm going to gag.
I'm pretty sure
we were having a very nice conversation, and now I'm off kilter.
What were we talking about?
Fuck, Jen.
Well, what does my husband say?
I don't know.
Shoot. Hold on. Was anybody listening?
He's a good-looking guy, and sometimes he says smart stuff, but he's an idiot.
Yes.
And then I defended him, and then you said
Then I got really fixated on his wiener, and I totally forgot what I was going to say.
And now the story goes 90 degrees.
Gosh,
we'll talk about something
else.
He
said a really smart thing about what we're talking about.
About how everybody's world is small.
Oh, he
said. See how I listen, you guys?
He said that's why like older people get really like dug in about politics.
Yeah, because their world gets smaller.
It's sort of like their soap opera is politics. And it's like they know these people. It's like they're friends. Like they're too invested in a thing that really isn't their life.
Yep.
It's, but their world is small. So like it's great and healthy for people as they age to have friends, to stay
travel.
Active. And yes.
Yes.
And it is the same for every human being right now, which our worlds are so small that things that would like normally you wouldn't even remember that they happened. You wouldn't pay attention to this person like sent this email this way or whatever. It's your headline of your day.
Yeah. Everything is. And also you're looking at everything through these different. You don't trust yourself. So you're looking at everything, your pickers off, your lenses off. Everything feels like, what, wait, why was that email sent to me in that way? Like, what did I say? Somewhere?
And I can even tell from you and I, like, from like text we'll send each other. We're like, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know either.
I don't
like,
know either.
Normally we're like, do it this way.
Yeah.
Let's just be done with it. Like,
I'm good with whatever. If I say I'm good with whatever, I have been crying.
I know, that's me too. I'm just like, I don't trust myself right now. I have no idea.
Nothing's and funny. I don't know.
It's
I don't
literally
know.
Like,
don't ask
what
me.
Color flowers do you want to send to there?
And then I'm like, I'm good with whatever. You know I'm what, never you know good
about,
with it.
You know, what do I know about flowers? Nothing.
I have an opinion on it. I have made it my life goal. And I have opinions on everything that I know nothing about. So why wouldn't I have an opinion on the color of a flower? I literally have an opinion on that. I have opinions
That's
on
so
everything.
True.
And right now I'm like,
oh
I don't
God.
Know. I'm good with whatever. I'm sick of I'm sick of cooking. I'm sick of eating my own cooking. I'm sick of I'm sick of everybody else's cooking. I got mad today because we blew one of our
Well,
what do
good
you call
for
it?
You.
No, God bless. Oh, I promise that hasn't happened in quarantine. I blew a board. What do you call it? A board with fuse board.
Blew a fuse.
But
a whole
the whole board.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a deal.
And luckily, I don't know how our house works.
Today?
It's old. No. 2 days ago.
Because we did today. That'd be weird.
It was it's the outdoor paneling. So I don't know how it all works. There's like three boards and the outdoor board blew. Like you guys, I'm talking about something like I know, but I don't know, but I'm going to pretend to know. And the electrician that we really like could not come because he broke his rib. And I walked away pissed.
And Colin goes, need to watch where you're walking.
Yeah,
you
maybe
dumbass.
He didn't break his rib at our place because I would have been like,
no, I know, but you were.
I was mad.
That's not your usual reaction.
He was going to make me. I was inconvenienced.
Yeah.
And like, people aren't doing stuff fast enough for me. Where do I got to go? Nowhere. I don't know. I don't know why I have this sense of urgency. It's like I have an 8-table section at a place that has no people. I'm just yelling at the like everybody for the sake of the energy of.
I do want to say.
Jen's like,
I'm
glad they brought you here.
Tell a story.
The intervention.
Well, this reminds me of, I told you, like, I've been trying to get we have like, in one part of the house, we have, like, a wet bar. And I found this, like, idea of this sort of, retro 70s, bar that I wanted it to look like, which requires, of course, wallpaper, which I'm super into. Not everybody is, but I love it.
It's really cool.
I have a wallpaper guy, of course, but he couldn't come for a really long time. And it's just like a tiny bit of like, I was like, if I had any attention to detail, I'd try to wallpaper
you
this
can't.
Myself.
Everybody thinks they can wallpaper on their own until they got a lineup seams.
Listen,
don't
you
be a
could
hero.
Do it. Well, I don't know. You
I
and
can
my
do it
mom
take
could
me,
do it together.
I would love to do that with Barb. We would have lots of great conversation. I would get it done in exactly 4 weeks. You'd be like, Kristen, it's already out of style. I have to choose different wallpaper.
That's the thing about wallpaper.
Because you won't chill. And if it didn't have the same, oh my God, if the lines didn't
line up. The pattern repeat. It's a whole art. So it's not like there's a million wallpaper people out there, by the way. They're all dead for the most part. Because oh it's just coming back. It's true.
It's true. It is. She's not
there's
wrong.
There's a couple like
and
know,
everybody's
entrepreneurial
like, I'll get the adhesive people. Stuff. And that shit is.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
But
come on.
She goes to the like old school wallpaper places where everybody in there is like, hello, you cannot enter.
Listen, wallpaper was big. Maybe 86 was when it cut off.
I feel like you're right. And you know what?
34 years ago.
Your wallpaper that you're putting in over your wet bar is exactly what I remember a version of my parents' wallpaper that was exactly above their wet bar.
Absolutely.
So
that's
Jen,
what I wanted.
Her usual design savvy self, has found a very modern version of
it's
70s
like a
wallpaper. It's
like
very
cool. Forest kind of khaki green, muted.
It's very cool.
But then
we're
it's got
topic,
gold
it's
and
cool.
It's got tigers on it, but not like real tigers. They're like cartoony kind of.
I guess what you could say is it's not subtle, but that is.
It's a real personal taste. And the funny thing is, I started to get cold feet about a week ago and I asked my husband, do we need more color? And he was like, no.
No.
Yeah. So my regular wallpaper guy couldn't do it. This other guy was like, probably like a month ago, he's like, yeah, I can do that. You need this thing done. Like they put a new countertop over the bar. So he's like, have that done. I'll come do it. And it was like 2 weeks ago. By the way, I would give this guy a very excellent recommendation because he did such a good job.
Oh, good. He got it in.
Yeah, he got it in. But he was saying like, really busy this week. I'm going to have to come on an evening. And I'm like, well, that sounds awesome that you're going to like fit me in. Great.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was like, can't do it today. Can I do it this day? Sort of. And I was planning other workers to be there. You know, I'm not a general contractor.
You're just a lady trying to get that 70s.
I'm a specific contractor.
She is.
And I want that fucking wallpaper up yesterday, man. That's how specific. My husband, like, oh, he's God. Honestly like, I spent 4 weeks on the electrical in a year.
You're having
this
a fit after.
One,
I know
job.
Nobody has any kind of like, we go to like nuclear so fast. And I sort of feel like everybody needs to just be okay with it.
He sent me a message. He was supposed to call me yesterday. He sent me a message. He's like, I can't come. I'm like, just come late. I need it done.
Yeah. You're going to do this.
Yeah. And he was like, well, I could come tomorrow morning. I'm like, I really want you to do it tonight. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
Because
thank
I was just over it. And I also felt like, can't you put somebody else off? Like, you're not putting 40 people off. You
I
found
know.
The weak sister
like,
in the bunch,
we're
right?
Like, I know. This is what's happening to us.
I'm a pushover sometimes. And I was finally pissed off with that guy.
Yeah.
And then it was funny because he came this morning, like, bright and early. He was great. I could tell he was a little miffed at me.
Yeah.
Whatever. I was
have an
at
attitude.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Those seams better line up.
God, they're perfection.
Yeah. Great.
If you need a guy, I've got a guy.
Great. Because my guy might have actually died.
Yeah. Well, he did such a good job. But I told my husband, I was like, you go deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to be impolite and I can't control myself right now. Plus, I'm got like Zoom school I got to get on and that puts me like right on the trigger anyway.
Right.
So you got to go deal with it. And it was funny because I went out to look at it when he was all done and he's a little rough around the edges. And I was like, don't let all this hair extensions fool you, fucker. I'm a little rough around the edges too. Like, don't.
We'll tangle.
So I was like, you do good work.
Yeah.
What are you doing next week? Like, it was honestly,
nice.
Like, but I was mad in a way that I'm not usually.
You can't even, I'm finding myself mad when I'm happy. And I'm getting mad to get everybody happy. Like, be in a good mood. This is like, we went to the pumpkin patch, which was, of course, empty and socially distanced and only letting a few people in at a time. And everybody was staying away from each other. And like, all the fun stuff at the pumpkin patch was gone. So now all you're doing is buying $25 pumpkins, which pisses me off because it's such a. So I'm like, oh,
no,
God.
They're worth it when you pick them out of the dirt.
Yeah. It took 4 minutes. I'm like, normally we like pet some goats.
You ride a hay rack.
Go through the fake corn maze that they call a corn maze, which I'm like, this is like beginner shit.
You just get itchy. It's perfect. It's heaven. It's honestly my favorite thing to do in
the
world.
But it's gone. So we went there. It took us literally 8 minutes and I spent $52 and I yelled at Finn the whole time because he kept literally they were like, don't pick up the pumpkins. Don't pick up the pumpkins. Don't pick up the pumpkins. Finn's like, look at this one.
You and don't like, pick up a pumpkin by that.
The stem.
You rip it right off.
Well, that's what I told him. But you try to get to a 9-year-old's brain who does not want to deal with you. Can he come
like,
over?
No, this pumpkin reminds me of Heidi Klum.
Yeah, Heidi Klum. Guys, there's a lot of.
Finn, I don't want to have this conversation.
I don't
want to
do
the middle of a pumpkin.
You know
patch.
What? But it's fine because there's no one here. And you know what?
This gourd and this oddly shaped pumpkin fell in love. Okay. And what happens is.
And then kids gather around 6 feet apart. I'm going to do what your parents should have done. But okay. Who watches America's Got Talent? All right. I mean, seriously, that's where we're at, you guys. We're all doing our best.
I know. that this is going to be the new Roaring Twenties.
Oh, yes. I love every time you talk about this, I like
because
feel
that's
better.
What happened like 100 years ago. Everybody was so sad and the world was like shitty and everybody was like, let's just celebrate what we got. We don't have much right now, but yeah. We're going to like, as soon as people can get back to a normal life, let's throw all the parties. Let's
drink
go to
all the champagne. All hug the champagne. Everybody.
Let's be nice.
I want to have a time again where everybody's worried about herpes.
I don't know why I said that like that, but yes.
You know what I mean?
Herpes
like
too close.
Face and genital. I want to be
all
I
of
wanna, it. I want to have yeah. all the conversations. If you're making out with somebody with a mouth sore, that's just dumb. So, or, you know.
Yeah.
That's a different
you don't
conversation.
Always know. That's, we'll
you
do
don't
an
always
episode
know.
On that
You don't
too.
Always know. And no judgment if you have them, because that's not always, you know, yeah, no, that's not always just, the case. And
yeah, just some people have more fun than we
I'm
did.
Just saying I can't wait to get to a day where we talk about herpes and everything else seems a little lighter or normal or regular. But
yes.
If I guess this was our tribute to everybody out there that might be feeling like they're a monster or a raging maniac that
we are
it.
Too. Yeah. We see your crazy lady and I raise you a woman who screams about wallpaper.
Yeah. I currently have an electrician at our house that has a broken rib. So that's what I'm going to. No, I'm just kidding. I did not reply.
I currently am blaming my husband for my weight gain. So
yeah. Well, that's just reasonable. So
it works out kind of.
I guess we just wanted to say we love you and we hear you and we know yeah. what's up and it ain't always roses, but we're going to keep trying. Make yeah. sure to do. Oh, we have a little something to tell you that might make.
Oh, if you're in the Anaheim area.
God, if
you
are.
You got to come to our drive-in show on December.
Okay, let me make sure. Right? Well, let me make sure I have the right information. Of course, there's
it's at the Grove of Anaheim. Totally.
Good God, do you have this memorized?
It's a socially distant drive-in show. So we're on stage.
Yes.
We're projected. Just in case you forgot your readers.
It's Saturday, December 5th in Anaheim, California at the Grove of Anaheim. Tickets are per car. There's
yeah,
max
that's
seven.
Cool.
I know. Seven
you load
people.
Up that car. It's, yeah.
And get, everyone must have a seatbelt in the car.
Oh, okay.
Look, I'm not saying how you work that one way or another. We're not there to, you know. I went to Burning Man and I did not buy a ticket. So if you go to the Grove of Anaheim on December 5th, you'll see us performing. If you want tickets, go to imomsohard.com. That's a really easy way to get them. Make this a thing.
Yeah.
Get your friends, get whatever it is you have to do to feel safe yeah. and are safe.
It's a live stand-up show. You don't have to get out of your car,
no,
but they
you
will
can.
Chalk off a place where you can put lawn chairs and like.
And we can't wait. We're so, I mean, man, if we get to look out and see smiling faces, even if through windshields and through.
Oh my gosh.
On lawn chairs, it'll be a great day. So we
that's
love to
something
have
even I would do. And as I mentioned before, I'm real psychotic about germs right now. So, and I'd do that, man. I'd go
I
to a drive-in
too.
Show with bells on. Probably only bells and you can because you don't have to get out of your
you
car.
You don't have to get out of your car. You don't have to wear a bra. You
if
don't
it's
have to
hot,
wear a belt.
Yeah. You wear
In
what
fact,
you want.
You wear whatever is at a nice 90 degree angle. And I don't you dare put on Spanx. You do whatever makes you
no.
feel great. And that should be something that tastes great.
You can recline. You can put the seat heaters on.
Well,
we
don't want them to pass out because whatever.
You know what? It's your
if
time.
If you need a
it's
nap,
it's your time away.
You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
We're going to show you some spicy guys in the show too. So if you have your seat warmers on, it might make it better. We don't have spicy guys. Never mind.
No,
it doesn't
there's
matter.
Pictures.
There's just photos.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. We'll
you
text
know what?
You.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow us on imomsohard.com. No, that's our website.
That's our website.
Follow
you can
us
follow
on
Facebook.
Facebook.
You can follow us on Instagram at imomsohard.
And Twitter. We go there sometimes.
We go to Twitter
not
when,
often.
Once every 8 days. And
yeah.
we also that's how you get famous is you get
yeah.
on Twitter, which is
real
where we're
consistent
not.
Plan.
And you can find us at imomsohard, the podcast on YouTube. Did we say that? And imomsohard podcast
oh,
Instagram.
Oh, yeah. You can watch all of this in its glory if you want to on YouTube.
I'm dressed in all black. I have to. It doesn't matter.
Hang in there, ladies.
Hang in there. We love you. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.